Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. I've always wanted to be part of the link. They never allowed me, so that's why I rode on that one. My name is Bulelani, and you're hanging out with us today. I'm flying with my boy Teboho. He's my technical. I don't want to say director. He's beneath that. I don't want to say manager. He's my technical guy, Jay. He's that guy that I'm just calling on who gets me water. It's such a beautiful month, youth month. Great things happen. His status is being sacrificed for my pleasure. I'm just kidding, guys. You've joined us for another beautiful installment of 360 Biz, where we talk entrepreneurship, where we uplift entrepreneurs, and we develop leaders. Rolling with my boy, Teboho Mafodi. How are you, sir?
I'm good, and you, boy?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. How's the day been?
No, the day has been cold today. The day has been cold.
Since yesterday.
Yes, no, definitely. And by the way, I'm actually enjoying the youth month because I'm sitting this side, you see. You know, sometimes... It's nice being in the back seat, you know, so that you become the one that takes the shot and does the shooting as well.
You know,
not just loads up the gun. You see?
You know, the problem I have with Teboho is that I don't wear formal. So last week I wore formal and he was offended. He was so offended that he thought to himself, should I wear formal? Nah, he's going to beat me again. So he came with glasses. You know, I can't top glasses because I don't have an eye problem.
And I'm sorry, my man. You know, it's one of those things that, you know what, you just need to find a way of making up for.
Tell me something, Teboho. How much business have you ever gotten from social media?
Interesting. I've done so much business. I mean, at some point, we are running one of the largest leading digital advertising agency in the country.
What?
Yes. I mean, my brother, you know, you can't tell me you don't know that.
I know, but I just like giving that effect.
Okay. So it's one of the things that obviously we're one of the guys that actually trended social media. So it's something that I always feel that you need to use it rightly. So we're living in an era where people are just using social media and they don't know actually the fundamentals of using it and using it effectively. And to actually monetize, you could actually make money, so much money out of social media. I know a couple of people that are making a killing out of social media. So, I mean, it's something that definitely I think that it needs to be intensively taught out there. Right now, obviously, because I've been so much busy in terms of the more physical work, I've not actually had time to actually focus on it much more. But now I'm thinking I'm making time when I come back from my trip to actually put up a social media strategy to start monetizing again from it. But it's actually a good platform.
And then, I mean, according to you, when you look at the social media boom, which platforms would you say? I know we're going to get into the topic, but which social platforms would you say are most important for entrepreneurs to utilize?
Definitely Twitter. You know, I remember one person once said to me, I was like, are you on Twitter? Are you on are you on Facebook? He says, no, I'm not on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I said, but why? Well, most of us on Facebook. At the time, I was not really big on Twitter. He says, you know, Facebook, it's like Jacob Zuma, and Twitter, it's like big. So, you know, I'm more with the civilized one. And the reason it's one, it's that it's instant. And there's a lot of content that is shared there. And you can get so much information that you require that is relevant, whether being in business, whether being news and whatsoever. Of its social, Facebook is the same, but obviously Facebook is more for people, you know, that are showing off and that, you know, are showing us, you know, what they have, you know, their timepieces and all of these things, you know.
Is this similar to the day you posted that Ferrari?
No, it's good to have one of those days, you know, where you just post and play around. I mean, interesting enough, yesterday I was watching a post that my good friend Logan put in there. He said he was the only colored guy in the plane. So he actually felt disturbed that, you know, and I mean, these are the things that you see. But I've realized as well, social media can be a big time waster if you don't use it well, eh?
That's true. So, I mean, guys, today's topic is... we're talking about social media and the impact that it can have on a small growing business. And I mean, we've seen guys use it badly. We've seen people like Penny Sparrow not really getting the punishment they deserve. But that's a topic for another day. We've seen guys use it to advance their businesses. I know that it's a tool that I also utilize for the growth of my business. But I think that a lot of people really don't know how to master the technique. So which is why a little bit later on, we're going to have a gentleman who's going to be speaking to us about the impact of social media for small businesses. But I mean, we're just going to cross over to this beautiful lady who makes this room, or rather this studio, radiant. Hi, how are you? Just greet us, greet the listeners and tell us who you are and what do you do.
Okay, hello to my to our listeners at home. I'm Zama Nkosi. I'm the founder of Aspire Magazine. Aspire Magazine is a magazine that focuses on young people. It builds characters. It will be distributed around high schools in and around Joburg, and we're willing to grow.
Oh, okay, nice. Yes. How's it, bro?
How are you? It's Ephraim Lebelwani, also the founder of Aspire Magazine. Zamankosi is my business partner. As he has spoken, Aspire Magazine is a business publication for the youth. Our objective is to inform, inspire, and empower the youth. Our content is mostly focusing on entrepreneurship, politics, economics, career orientation, and just empowering and informing young people, engaging with them.
Oh, perfect. And then to my far right, a light-skinned brother who gives Tebogo a run for his money. How are you, brother? How's it, Logan, man? How's it?
Yes, I'm good. My name is Logan Fortein. I'm from the city of Ekurhuleni. A young man that's got a business called the Logan's Group. We do a lot of young, youth events. I do a lot of campaigns. I'm into politics. I'm chairperson of various youth organizations. I help government a lot with a lot of programs. And I believe that it's a very important month for young people, as it is the Youth Month. So I'm privileged to be here. Thank you to the listeners and everybody out there.
Nah, thanks. It's an honor to have you. So guys, tell me a little bit, because this segment is yours. Just tell me a little bit about who you guys are, where you guys are from, and how you guys came up with this idea.
Okay. Basically, my name is Zama. I'm from Tembisa, Ebony Park. I started a youth magazine that is here to inspire young people. We're a platform that give young writers, and we're here to build characters, young characters. We're giving young people a platform to grow young writers. What inspired me to do this whole thing is I used to work at the Cosato House. I used to write articles there. They gave me a youth column. I'd do interviews. I used to work for a political magazine shop called Shop Steward. And then this one time I attended an event called Township Entrepreneur Alliances. And while I was there, DJ Spoo was one of the key speakers. He spoke about his upbringing, how he studied everything. And I was inspired to start my magazine from what he was saying. And then I met my Ephraim, my business partner, who had the similar idea. And then we came up together and we built this magazine. So we're currently busy doing that.
Yeah, as Zama has spoken, I'm also from Tembisa, Ephraim Lebelwani. I'm a media student. I was studying film and TV production. I'm just interested in media as a whole, you know, advertising, marketing, filming and everything. So I had a similar idea with Zama, and then we met up through some guys. They met at a business function, T. Then he introduced me to Zama, and then we realized that we had a similar idea. And then we started pushing and trying to bring the magazine into life and into perspective. So yeah, and we're pushing, and our first issue will be on the 12th of July. Right now, the designers and stuff, they're done with the creativity and everything. And we have a mock-up copy now, and people should follow us on Facebook. And yeah.
But now tell me something. What is the magazine focused on?
The magazine focused on entrepreneurship, economics, and politics. Yes. Okay. We have a segment for career orientation where we introduce new careers to young people and just empowering them with information. You were talking about social media and such things. You know, those are the content that we're looking to provide to young people. Digital marketing is a new and upcoming career, which it's not really new, but I think a lot of young people haven't been introduced to it and understand how do you utilize digital marketing, how do you use it for business and for growth. So such content is relevant that we interview experts, we do research, and then we bring such information to young people. We write articles about entrepreneurship. Young people are doing great things for themselves, and just information that empowers the youth.
Yes.
Now tell me something. What is it that's so different about your magazine? I mean, there's Destiny Man out there, the other guys writing magazines. What is the different thing about your magazine?
Okay. Our magazine merely focuses on teaching. We looked at Destiny. Destiny is a we looked at Drum. We already have Drum. We looked at Recess. We already have Recess. So we're focusing. So we're focusing on building careers. We do not do turn-ups. We do not do entertainment. It's not focused more on entertainment, but it's focused on building careers and uplifting young people and getting people who have done extremely well, young people who have done extremely well, come back and inspire these young people. If you have an interview with a young person who has done extremely well for themselves, for example, Tebogo Mafodi.
I'm not there.
I'm just making an example.
You'll be on the second issue.
You will be on the second issue, guys. Watch out. For instance, if we have Tebogo on the issue and we interview him, we get Tebogo to go back to one of the schools that we're going to be distributing the magazine and speak to the young people, because it's one thing to read about Tebogo and then it's another thing to hear Tebogo sharing the whatever we've interviewed him on with the young people.
Yeah, as Zama was saying, it's basically a movement. You're gonna do a lot's gonna come from the project Aspire. What differentiates us from other magazines or business publications is that we are young people. We're bringing entrepreneurship, business, and politics on a swag type of note. You know, we understand how young people are engaged, what they're interested in. So because that's how we differentiate ourselves. We are a youth publication for the youth, run by the youth.
By the youth.
So we understand them much more better and how we're going to engage and communicate with them. And we're focusing on young people.
And then, I mean, what sort of funding do you guys have for this?
We don't really have funding. We're pushing for ourselves. Obviously, the most important thing is to sell your concept and sell your brand and show people that you understand. You understand your market. You understand what you want to do with the brand. And so we're pushing and
we're just doing what we can for now. Advertisers and stuff. Yeah, because we don't want to sit and wait for sponsors. Yeah. What we're doing now is that we're doing what we can and then the rest will follow.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to get the masses behind you. Once you have the masses or the audience, you can go anywhere and sell your brand too.
Interesting. And then, what sort of platforms are you guys looking at distributing this? I mean, is this going to be an online publication? Are you guys looking at print? And I mean, if so, I mean, how are you guys planning on going about that?
Okay, we already put up the mock-up magazine, the mock-up copy. We're planning to get the mock-up copy, and then we've managed to get a couple of interviews, a couple of meetings with great people who are willing to work with us. I don't want to talk about those people on air, but there are people who are willing to sponsor us as long as we have something. So they asked us to put up the mock-up copy, and then what we're going to do is we're going to put it online for now, push it online, have it online, have people view it online, and then as soon as we're done with that, we're going to be distributing it around high schools. So as soon as we have the mock-up copy, we'll be going out there, talking to sponsors, talking to future
prospects
and advertisers.
You guys are definitely partners. You even finish off its own.
Yeah, I understand her. Yeah, obviously it's important to run the business online and also print. We want to distribute it in both. We understand that online or digital marketing is the future, and we can't let go of such a platform. But we also want to do print so that we distribute to make the magazine to schools. You know, people have a sense of, they want to have the actual copy. It brings them a sense of position utility if you talk about marketing and so forth. So it's very significant for us to take advantage of both platforms, digital and the online, because it's relevant and significant.
And I mean, just a question that's in my mind now. I'm thinking, I mean, how often are you guys going to be releasing the issue? Is it going to be monthly, bi-monthly, or?
Okay. For now, we thought we should do it quarterly because we're still starting and we need to work on a lot of things. So for now, we're just going to do it quarterly, 3 times a year.
So I'm interested. Yeah.
Yeah, but for online, it can be consistent because, you know, online you can upload things, you can change them instantaneously as opposed to print, because it takes a lot of time. So online is going to be more of an engagement or interact with the audience. And then print, obviously, it's going to come on at a certain point of time, like as she elaborated, quarterly once. Yeah. So it'll build momentum.
So, I mean, I find this very, very interesting, which is one of the things that have always slapped me over the head about entrepreneurship. So, I mean, what are you guys doing now to get money?
Yeah, we're pushing. I mean, if you have an idea or a concept and then you have money and then you wait for money to come elsewhere, you won't. We just have to use our minds and go out there and sell our brand and push. For us, obviously, the most revenue we can take is we need advertising and so forth. So it's for us to market our brand, get the youth, get our audience. And obviously, advertisers need exposure. And when we have the people, we can give you exposure.
Interesting. So, I mean, where can people get a hold of you guys?
They can get us on social media, Aspire Magazine.
on Facebook.
Yeah.
On Facebook. Yes, Twitter.
On Facebook. We're still working on our Twitter account, but we are coming on Twitter. We're coming on Instagram. Yeah.
And we're working also on the website. So the website soon we'll update everything.
Yes.
Who's on the cover?
Okay.
Give us an exclusive. Just drop us with an exclusive.
Okay. Young.
What's important that I'm on the next
cover? Yeah, he's on the next cover.
This is a problem. Okay. I think I'll get onto this cover in the next 5 years.
Okay. Yeah? A young gentleman called Sibusiso Molemi is on the cover, actually. We've already had an interview with him. He's an entrepreneur. He's a speaker. He's only 23. He just released his book. So he's here to inspire. So we thought of him. We looked at him and we thought, he can inspire young people out there. A lot of young people can learn a lot from Sibusiso. He's not a celebrity, but he's someone who's doing exceptionally well, because our magazine is not here to put celebrities. We're here to bring young people from townships, from every aspect of life. If you want to work hard, if you want to make it, we bring you into the magazine.
So personally, how can people get a hold of you guys personally? What's your Instagram, Twitter, Facebook?
Okay. You can get me on Facebook, Zamankosi, and then Zamankosi, I'm there. Aspire, or you can go on Aspire, like our page, Aspire Magazine, it's on Facebook. Or you can give me a call on 072-525-3483 if you're interested, if you want to advertise on the magazine, or if you want to write, if you want to have a column, if you want to do anything, you can give us a call. You can give me a call, or you can add me on Facebook. We can talk on WhatsApp. I'm available. I'm working on Aspire full time. I'm building the brand. It's my brand. I started it from the ground, so I'm trying to build the brand. And yes, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, on Facebook, it's Pule Lebelwane. And you can also visit Aspire. On Twitter, it's @PuleLebelwane. And my email address is lebelwane72@gmail.com. lebelwane72@gmail.com.
Thanks, brother. So, sir, Logan, man, I know you've worked with a lot of young people. You've worked with a lot of entrepreneurs across the board. What do you think about these guys?
It's quite something. It's a different approach that they're using. I think the social media is important aspect of our society today. It's play a big role in our young people, in the direction they're moving into. What I've heard today is something new. I'm not into the media, into the magazine part of it, but I think it's something that we need to look at in Certific Kurileni. I think the situation that we find ourselves in today as young people is that we are scared to take the lead in every aspect that we find ourselves in our society. If you can look at the population, I think about 65% or 60% is youth. But yet again, the youth are not active. And that's where we find the social issues that we find ourselves in the community, even when it comes to entrepreneurship and all those type of things. So what I think about it is something good. We'll obviously exchange numbers, have ideas, speak to one another so that we can be able to grow the network amongst young people.
So, sir, tell us about you. Who's Logan? What do you do? Just share.
Logan Quinton Fortein is a young, energetic young person that actually discovered his true potential and his purpose in life about 3 years ago. I remember clear as daylight, I was on my way to church. A young man came up to me. I never knew him, never saw him in my whole entire life. He came directly to me and told me that, you know what, aren't you a millionaire? And I was so shocked. And from that day, things started changing. I was never into politics. I was never into business. I was only working. But then I've realized that, you know what, sometimes in life, as a young person, you need to discover your purpose in life first. I'm a natural born leader, I believe. I've got a big following on Facebook. I've got a lot of people that inbox me about my good work. I've got people that criticize me of certain things that I post, but that's who I am. I think sometimes as young people, we need to get our voice out there. We need to change our perspective, because we need to remember the young people that lost their lives in 1965 and the young people of today are totally different. But we cannot forget what they've done, what they contributed towards the situation that we found ourselves in. So I think that as young people, we need to come together and sort out the situation that we find ourselves in. Because now you find like drugs, you get alcohol abuse, you got all those type of issues that we are facing. It's because of young people don't have direction, young people don't have purposes, and they don't have vision for their lives. So Logan is a young person from Gelukstal. I met Tebogo a couple of times. We've engaged a lot of things. But I've realized, you know what, now, when I started everything, you only need to say yes to God when he's called you to do certain things. And that's why I'm here today to explain my situation, where I come from, the companies I've been involved in, the three different youth organizations where I'm the chairperson, and things have started changing dramatically. When you bring your experience, bring it to the table, share it with the rest of your young people, because they understand and they know the situation that we find ourselves in.
I mean, Logan, it being Youth Month, I mean, just touch on some of the, you know, youth programs that you are part of. And I mean, what influence have you guys made or impacted all these other young people? And then where it's focused, man, is it in Ekurhuleni, city of Joburg?
Actually, last week I was at Gauteng Youth Month that they're busy with at Nazareth. So I was part of the stakeholders that organized the whole event. Unfortunately, due to traveling, I was been traveling a lot this last couple of months. So what are we planning? A lot of things that's going to happen politically on June 16th. We'll have a lot of youth activities that's taking a place wherever your Gelukstal, your Eden Park, and all those type of areas that we are targeting to help people to become aware that you need to become active within politics, but you need to understand that this is Youth Month.
Now, the topic today is, I mean, social media and the impact it has. Do you think that politicians are using social media well?
You know,
I know I caught you off guard, but
no. They're using actually politics. They in some cases, most of our people, they call it propaganda in a political word. But I think the relevant of the situation that we find ourselves in the social media platform is that people need to realize that sometimes for some people they will say that no, that there's only a political stunt. But somebody else look at it at a different perspective, that they check. That they start realizing that nope, there is certain individuals that's contributing towards our country. So then they take the initiative as themselves to start also using that social media. So if everybody just do a little bit, and then it will be able to get this.
So I want to pose another political question, a rather controversial one. I've seen political leaders get into scuffles with rappers. I've seen political leaders at rapper concerts. I've seen political leaders go by AKAs. I mean, what do you think of that? I mean, do you think that political leaders should, you know, stand on the sideline, just tweet out their manifestos, or do you think they need to be getting into, do you think that it's good for them?
No, I don't personally think it's good for the musicians to become involved when it comes to politics. I think they need to concentrate on their industry and let the politicians concentrate on their industry. Because now what's currently happening, and people don't realize that that because of our current government, and now certain musicians want to be with them because they know whenever the political parties gain, and then they will be the first in line to get their music or whatever crossed when it comes to our government. So I think that's two things that we need to separate in this country, especially as young people, to know that there's certain people that are called for politicians. There's certain people that needs to be the community leaders. There's certain people that needs to be entrepreneurs. So we must not combine them. And then the entrepreneur, the musician, the businessman, all those type of people, they become now politicians. Because that's what that's currently happening in our society. And then what on the end of the day, young people are being left behind.
So, I mean, which leads me to this interesting question. At which point do you take the hat off and put it and put it back on? You're an entrepreneur who's a politician who's a social entrepreneur. At which point do you engage the different hats? I mean, are you able to even handle that kind of segmentation with yourself?
I remember one time when we had a youth debate, and Tebogo was our speaker there. He told me one thing interesting. I will never forget it. He told me that, Logan, you are a soul entrepreneur. And I've run with that thing. To say that, you know what, I've got too much things to give to our society today as Logan. And wherever I can be able to make a difference, I'll do that with everything I have as Logan as a person.
No, man. Thank you very much. But wait, what businesses do you run?
I've got an event company, Logan's Group. We do a lot of events. I do events and I do supplies. That's the current business that I have.
Nice, nice. How do we get a hold of you?
I actually closed my Twitter account.
Is this over something you said?
I'm very active on social, on Facebook. I feel that the reason why I use Facebook a lot and I'm always on Facebook is because I've got a big following on Facebook. And people right across this country is following me, whether I'm good, whether I'm doing something bad. But I'm on Logan Fortein. You just type Logan Fortein, you'll get me there. And my inbox, my email address is loganfortein18@gmail.com.
Your inbox, I got that. I'm kidding. No, man, thanks, Logan. I mean, you are not a media or social media expert, but you actually weighed in on the conversation quite well. Thanks for that, bro.
Thank you very much
for that. So, I mean, we've got the man himself who's just stepped into the studio. This gentleman is going to educate us a little bit about, not a little bit, is going to educate us about the impact of social media from a political perspective, from a startup business, startup magazine business perspective, to a well-known, internationally acclaimed brand that has made hundreds and hundreds of millions of rand. I mean, this gentleman goes by the name of Abud Rams. That is his brand. Sir, how are you?
Thank you so much, Abudi Bulelani. And also Abuti Taboho. Thank you for having me. Abuti Rams, but before we can say Abuti Rams, this is Thabang. Wakaram Roka. But the brand is called Abuti Rams, specifically because
it's the first time I hear Rams, it's Thabang.
I'm a young person who believes in the potential that we have, and I was just listening in the conversation as well, and I believe that we have so much potential that we need to give out, and with the power of that we have, we should express it not only in June month, but we should express it across every month. And I'm a social media or a digital strategist, if you may call it that way. And I don't know. What questions do you have, Bulelani Papa?
Tell us a bit about yourself. Tell us a bit about yourself. Where are you from? How did you get into this?
Powerful. I'm from Soshanguve, a township called Soshanguve in Pretoria. What I do basically is, I develop young people or develop also older people. I call myself a human development practitioner. Basically, I have an organization called Agape Youth Movement, which does youth and community development within all the 9 provinces. And I also have a company called BizMade Communications that does training, that does programs on marketing and communications. And I also have a brand called Abuti Rams, which is still growing, still fairly new. It's doing its rounds, in a whole lot of things, but mainly it's on consultation with leaders as well, just training leaders to become better people, better leaders within society. So I'm just basically that guy. If you want to know more about me, just go to my website, witherems.co.za.
Cool, bro. Now, yes. A conversation that we're having a little bit earlier on, I posed the question to Double Hold. What do you think is one of the key platforms for an entrepreneur to be utilizing? I mean, there's Facebook, there's Snapchat, there's Instagram, there's Twitter, there's all of these different things that are out there. But I mean, which one would be most effective for them?
Well, it depends. I mean, what do you want to use social media for? If you want to use social media for business, what are you looking at when you want to use social media? Social media for? Are you actually trying to grow your brand as a company or as an individual, or do you want to do inexpensive marketing? Or do you want to do your customer relationship management? And what do I mean by customer relationship management? It is where now you create, a platform for a customers to communicate with you, to interact with you properly. Or do you also want to use social media for social campaigns, like, your social movements, such as your Feast Must Fall, which is another campaign that was effective through social media, or the Arab Spring that happened in Arab countries, like your Libya, Egypt, If I can remember all those Arab countries, about six of them. So it depends what do you want to use social media for. But as an individual, I mean, if you want to attract young people, you know, most young people are mostly likely to be on Twitter and Facebook. I think those are the platforms that you could really reach a whole lot of following within South Africa. I mean, looking at this, the social media stats by WebDem in 2015, they say that about 11.8 young people have active social media accounts. And if you have 11.8 million users who are on social media, you must be looking at which social media platforms are actually effective. Like I said, you look at your Twitter, your Facebook, and also Instagram is also picking up quite well in South Africa. So what do you want to do in social media? If you want to, you know, get a large following of people and start communicating using the families and relatives, close by friends, you would most likely to use Facebook. But if you want to attract those bigger politicians, the key people, Bob Bulelani, your celebrities, you can go on Twitter. Basically, that's where you can get a lot of people who are mostly active there. And yeah, Twitter mainly is for pictures. You know, ladies who love to take selfies, like some ladies, I don't want to mention names.
You can mention Twitter handles or Instagram.
Yeah. So, basically, it depends on how do you want to use social media and what do you want to use social media for.
I mean, according to you, do you really think that people truly understand the power of social media?
I don't think people actually understand it, especially from the point of view where people throw in racial connotations or racial remarks that are actually getting themselves into trouble. I don't think that people understand that social media is a form of communication. And if you communicate a certain message to people, this is what you're saying about yourself. You are actually positioning yourself as that individual. People actually perceive you as that individual based on what you post just on Facebook or on Twitter. And hence, I always say that you must always separate your personal, if you have a Facebook page, you must always separate your personal content from your, you know, public content. Your public content goes to your Facebook pages, and then your private content goes to your profile. And most people actually get a difficulty understanding that. And I think it's where we, our social media, you know, people who train people, we advise them that you must always spot the difference, and you must always see which content actually falls into which area. Twitter is very dangerous.
I'd like to cut you off there.
Yes.
I was actually going to cut him off as well.
Yeah. I would like for you to just run us through the separation or the segmentation.
Yes.
I mean, how does one separate? Am I running two different accounts? Am I running the same? I mean, how do I do the separation, or do I just choose one account that I'll just throw? What do you have in mind?
And yeah. Another thing, while you answer that, maybe you must as well put in place as to, in terms of now splitting the following. Because the very same following that's on your page, most of the time it's the same following that's on your profile. So, I mean, it's like you're feeding them two different content. I mean, how do you split? Okay, these ones are like, they stay here. These ones are, because you can't.
Yeah.
It's something that I think it really has a very thin gray line.
If you look at Facebook, it has, you know, like I said, two components. That's where it gives you a platform to create Facebook pages.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook pages are mostly treated like your Twitter accounts, where they are more public for the public use, but profiles are more private. And you are, like you're saying about the following, a lot of people might be following your page because you invited them to your Facebook page. However, if you look at it, the people who might be on your profile, most of the people who might be on your profile, as your pages grow, they might not mainly be on your Facebook page. And you might find that there are new followers on your page that are, you know, not on your profile, and which then gives you a better chance of now speaking to a different audience, you know, apart from the ones that you are addressing, or the ones that you are talking to always on your profile, on your personal profile. So you are targeting a different audience, and Facebook gives you that ease where you are able to tailor your marketing towards different audience. I want to target people within certain that are within the ages of 18 to 35, you know, who are, you know, mostly interested in this sports, you know, in rugby and whatnot. You could really target those people only and not just your people who are within your profile. So you could get a, sometimes you might have, you know, Facebook profiles that give you about 5,000 followers as a limit, but pages don't, they don't have a limit. So your 5,000 people might be ran out. However, those, the page might take a lot of people, which you can invite different people, different audience and target audience that you have in mind. So basically, there's a difference. That's how you can distinguish between a Facebook profile and a Facebook page.
Which one is your biggest platform, though?
With regards to social media, my biggest platform, I would say, in terms of influence, is Twitter. But with regards to, you know, interacting with people personally, mostly I use my Facebook page, because that's, I think that's where they are able to send you, you know, your messages and whatnot. A lot of people are actually on Facebook than they're on Twitter.
And then, I mean, you know, I'm just here sitting here thinking to myself, I mean, one of the biggest things that I think sometimes I struggle with is logging into Instagram. And then I have to log on to Facebook. After I update my Facebook personal page, I have to update my fan page. And then I have to go on to Twitter and all that stuff. I mean, how can one manage it better? And I mean, I see a lot of guys also making mistakes. Yeah. A lot of large companies also making mistakes of setting up Twitter accounts that no one responds to. So, I mean, what do you think of that?
Look, they're clearly not using social media management tools. There's a lot of them. There's Hootsuite. I mean, there's TweetDeck. There's a whole lot, actually. I can't remember all of them. But, you know, even at these social medias, they have, you know, a platform where, or you know, a way for you to link all of them at once. Say you want to post a picture on Instagram, you can actually post it on your Twitter. You can also post it on your Facebook, and it goes to your Facebook profile or your Facebook page automatically. So you don't really have to go through every social media account, like me having so many social media on my phone. You can have one and post it in all across. Hootsuite, it's beautiful. You post it in one, it cuts across all the social media accounts that you have or social media pages that you have.
So Hootsuite, is it an app?
Yeah, it's an app. You actually have a limit of 3 accounts, if not 5, as a trial, and then you can pay to have access to more than that.
Yeah. Continue. I like this conversation. Continue.
So for me, I think more than anything, I didn't know that. I know about content management system. I didn't know about social media. You know, management tools.
Yeah.
So I mean, when did they come into effect? And you spoke that you can have 3 accounts. Let's say obviously there's Bulelani, there's Get Things Done, and there's T profile. So can you put all 3 profiles on one?
On one tool, and different platforms as well. You could literally put, if you have maybe 3 pages on Facebook, you can put them there. Or, you know, if you have, if you wanted to put Facebook and your Twitter and also your Instagram, you can put them there as well. So it gives you that, you know, that flexibility to, you know, create content and then schedule content. That is another a great tool for scheduling content. Also, even, I mean, on Facebook and Twitter, now you can even schedule posts so that when you're not available, you know, like now, something is running when I'm here on radio. But people are like, but you're on radio, Chief. How did you post at that time? But basically, that it gives you that platform to actually schedule posts that with your own time, when you are available, maybe at night, you just schedule posts. And then during the day, you are relaxed. You go to your meetings and you do your stuff. Why are you shocked?
Well, man, how many times are you sitting at a conference and you want to send that Instagram picture that you took in the morning before you got hectic and your day spiraled out of control? Only to find that there are these kind of management tools.
I'm gonna be sitting at night. I'm just gonna be scheduling them.
Sure.
And, you know, And for me, I mean, I know a schedule when it comes to Instagram.
Yeah.
Because I usually do that when I'm traveling abroad.
Sure.
That sometimes I do. So by the time I'm in my next destination, it starts posting pictures of where I come from.
Yeah.
You know, so I didn't know that you can actually do it across all platforms. But I guess it's true. We learn everything every day. Yeah,
yeah, we're definitely learning bit by bit.
Yeah. So now, Rems, tell me, man, you've got 28,000 followers on your page, bruh.
Mm.
You know. I mean, share 2,000, yeah. or
No, I'll share some. Yeah.
So I mean, speaking about that, one thing that I've realized as well, sure. In fact, I was not aware,
mm-hmm.
That in terms of people that are using social media, others are using dummy followers.
Oh yes, yes, that's something.
You
know,
that
yes.
You can actually buy dummy followers. It's not real people.
Mm, mm.
It's actually, sure. You know what.
I've seen a couple of them, especially some of the social media experts in Cape Town. Sorry, guys. mm. They know themselves.
Mm.
But, guys, like that's actually for perception purposes.
Mm.
People, you know, associate themselves with brands that have a lot large following. And I always say that if you want, it depends on what you want to use social media for. Do you want social media for interaction? Do you want to grab people and interact with them, or do you actually want to have a perception that a lot of people are following you? It's possible. You can buy followers and you get people following you, but that really doesn't work for me, especially when you want to create impact in society or impact in your marketing. You know, you want to target people. Sometimes those people who have a large following, like 40,000 followers on Twitter, and they post their status and no retweet. So it means that basically
I've seen things like that.
And you question yourself, or how does that happen? But that's when people actually buy followers, and yeah, it's possible for people to buy followers.
Yeah, but now why the peer pressure, dude?
It's perception, like I said. People want to be seen as being big. And really, at some point, it gets to people, especially, you know, our young entrepreneurs who are upcoming. You know, they really want to be seen as these people having these big things and stuff. And I think that gets to them at some point. And I think that is a thing that kills a lot of entrepreneurs, because they don't focus on the nitty gritties of business. You know, they don't focus on your finances. They don't focus on the marketing, the business model. They don't focus on those things. They focus on, I want to be seen being on Cliff Central. I want to be seen as what and whatnot, and I think that is actually killing a lot of entrepreneurs that within Kokasi right now, you know, trying to make it up to the top.
This is powerful. I mean, but here's another thing.
Yes.
it's without question a doubt that numbers matter.
Sure.
I went to one of the big financial houses in the country. They wanted to book me for an event, and one of the questions that was posed on the table was, how many followers do you have?
Sure.
And I mean, so at that point, I'm thinking to myself, I want to create value and impact people. I don't want to buy followers.
Sure.
But at the very same time, they're looking for numbers, because if they want the brand to ripple across and they see I've got 60,000, 70,000
followers.
Followers, definitely, I mean, that buys me credibility. And for advertisers,
sure.
I mean, I definitely buy in with them. How can one increase followers, especially if I want to market my business and market my brand? I'd like to know, how do I increase my brand? Because, I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm throwing great content, and he's always throwing amazing content.
But he's not viewed by a lot of people.
There's 5,000 people there, but, I mean, only 2 people retweet. It doesn't make any sense. You know, how do we grow those platforms?
Yeah. With Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and yeah, I think others as well, you have an opportunity to actually advertise your post. What do I mean by that? You can actually put a post and then you boost it. I think when you go on Facebook, you mostly see something, a post that says sponsored. That is actually not sponsored by government or something. It's actually someone who, you know, who paid a certain amount to make sure that post reaches a certain number of people, targeting a certain type of audience. You can do that. That actually grows the audience, and people start liking your Facebook page. And I think when you questioned my following on 28,000, it's now, I think it's a case of speaking in many conferences. That's another second point. When you speak in conferences and whatever, a lot of people start following you, especially when people are retweeting your stuff and whatnot. And if you are trending at some point, You know, some of us have trended 3 times this year, so it helps us to actually now, you know, get a lot of people following you. You know, when you go to, you know, radio stations and stuff, a lot of people start following you, start knowing about you, they start following you. So basically do good, you know, and get things done, and then people will start following you. And also you can also boost your Facebook page and your Twitter account to get people to start following you and start, you know, sharing your content. But don't buy followers in that manner where, you know, the fake accounts.
So, I mean, when you say boost, are you now referring to
your post?
The
or even the page itself.
Even the page itself. And yes. I mean, obviously one would pay for such.
Yeah, yeah. You can start from 10 rand, actually.
All the way from 10 rand. Do you offer these services?
Yes, we actually do that for a lot of companies. Yeah, we assist companies to, you know, they say that we have a certain budget for marketing on social media, and then we want to reach a certain target, and then we'll say, with your budget, I think we can do that. And then we create creative content, and we use content marketing to actually dish out all this information about the company, what their services are and whatnot. And yeah, we boost that on Twitter. So sometimes when you see those irritating sponsored posts, it's because of some of us who are, you know, putting out that content.
Who
that
are paying? Who are paying?
Who are paying? and you know, it's always the case. The person who's paying more is the one who's going to lead
the pack
all the time.
Okay,
yes.
Rims, we actually running out of time. But now I want you to put a 2 minutes crash course,
yes,
for someone that is listening in terms of how to effectively manage their social media and actually and how to actually set it up to put it out there in terms of giving out effective content.
I always say that, you know, social media without content is nothing. So content is key. So one, your content must be creative. Two, your content must be consistent. Three, your content must be cohesive. Four, your content must be...
You just spoke too much English. What is cohesive?
Hey, Baba, come on.
Hey, but guys, yeah, man. I mean, I always speak about the 5 C's of content creation, creative content.
I want to hear these 5 C's.
You know, and like I said, one is your content must be... Hey, are you writing, guys? Even at home, you must write these things down. One, your content must be consistent, which means that whenever you post something, you must be consistent with your content. You don't have to now change your stories all the time. So one day you are speaking about this, the other day you're speaking about something else. Two, your content must be credible. You know, you must authenticate your content. Don't just say things or just share things because you saw it on some website where you didn't even, you know, verify that website that it actually exists. Number four, I hope I remember all this. Number three, your content must be contextual. So, you know, it must cut across. Your content must cut across. It must not just only be for one, you know, set of people or whatever. And your content also must be cohesive. You must, you know, your content must get to, you know, a Muslim guy and a Christian guy and not offend them. Okay. It must get to a Zulu person and a Pedi person and not offend them. The last point is your content must be you know, concise. You know, don't bother people, man. People are already bothered with a lot of things at home. Just keep it short and simple. Your content must always get straight to the point. And I think that's what Twitter was meant for. You know, 140 characters, you make a point and you hit home, or you hit home runs. So yeah, those are the 5 C's of content creation. When you get to social media, you must have a strategy as well. Your strategies as well. One, you must identify your audience. Two, you must always look at, you know, your religious and your cultural differences. Three, you must, you know, always adhere to, you know, the culture and the new norms as well. You must always look at out for many things. You must always have a strategy for, you know, your social media.
Before we cut you off, 30 seconds, tell us about the event on the 25th.
Oh, yes. We're having the Tshwane Youth Leadership Talk on the 25th of June, which is Saturday next weekend, which is speaking about leadership. Young people will be speaking about leadership. It's the biggest event on youth leadership. We are doing the second annual Tshwane Youth Leadership Talk. It's happening at the National Library of South Africa with speakers like Enver Suti, the Deputy Minister of Basic Education, Ntate Panyaza Lusufi. We're having a whole lot of people who are coming, guys. Surprises, nyana. Go on our social media, Agape Youth Movement, or you know, Agape Youth Movement. Go on Google and find us, and you'll find information about the event. Or just type Tshwane Youth Leadership Talk on Google. You'll find more information about it.
Okay, Zama, a 30-second word of inspiration to someone that's listening.
Okay, to all our listeners at home, especially young people, I'd like for you guys to be yourself in everything that you do. Never try to be something that you're not. Always be the best version of yourself, because if you then try to be something that you're not, who's going to be you? So whether you are an upcoming business person, you aspire to be something in life, always be the best version of yourself. Thank you.
Be the best version of yourself, my brother.
Believe in your goals and believe in your dreams and keep on pushing and follow us by.
Logan?
God created everybody with a vision, with a purpose on earth. Discover your purpose and people will start following.
Rams?
You're powerful and influential.
You're powerful and influential. My brother?
Get things done.
Get things done. This is all we had for you right here on Cliff Central. Remember the show, the show's name is 360 Biz. Catch us again next time, same place, right here on 360 Biz.
Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.